Well.
Generally, when we do biographical series or studies, messages, we generally think Abraham and Sarah separately. But this morning, we like to take them both together because they were in it together. They really were. And we always refer to the Abrahamic covenant as God spoke and called Abraham. But he also called Sarah together with Abraham. And God used both of them for his glory. And so taking a look at, and we want to encourage you to take out your outline. This is just by way of New Testament reference as we look back into the life, the lives, if you will, of Abraham and Sarah. Let me just read two verses from Hebrews chapter 11. You need to turn there. But in Hebrews chapter 11, that great hall of fame and faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. And then again, Sarah, by faith Sarah, herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Father God, we thank you for your great faithfulness. Faithful are you in every way, every day and throughout every day. Lord, we thank you for your name is faithful, Lord Jesus. Open our hearts and open our minds as we look into your word. As we look at these two individuals of faith, Abraham and Sarah, Lord, may they be encouragements to us. May they be instructive to us as we walk with you also, not by sight, but by faith, trusting you day by day, desiring to walk ever closer and stronger with you. So speak to our hearts, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take out your outline. The biblical series now, of course, Abraham and Sarah, learning to walk by faith, because it's a learning process for all of us. You never stop learning. You think, well, I've been walking with the Lord for many years, but there's so much more that we get to know of him and know him personally. And there's so much more, too, that he wants to do in your life and in my life, that he wants to do through us as a church family. As together we walk with him day by day. It's a daily process, and it is a process of growing ever closer. And taking a look at Genesis chapter 12 is really where we see the beginning of that covenant God had established with Abraham. And also with Sarah, because they were in it together. But in your outline before you, this is a couple that God changed their names. And the name reflected God's grace and power to do something extraordinary through ordinary people. Ordinary people like Abraham and Sarah. Ordinary people like you and I. God delights in doing that for his glory and also for his goodness and gospel to others. So as you have the outline before you, God said to Abraham, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. That was part of the covenant. That was part of that beginning new life that Abraham had and Sarah had with the Lord. I want to take a look at what was that learning process for them. Are there some parallels in our life? Yes, there are. The Word of God is clear that these individuals that are recorded in the Word of God, the Old Testament, are for our encouragement, but also for our instruction. Our instruction of faith, a true faith, a true trust, and a strong walk with the Lord. And so, indeed, let's begin with our first study, if you will, our part beginning of our study. The call of God to walk with him by faith. You have a number of verses that we kind of pulled out. Actually, when you look at Abraham and Sarah, it starts just a little bit at the end of chapter 11, but the call of God to Abraham specifically began in chapter 12, and then it goes for a number of chapters after that. We won't go through each chapter, but we'll take out the salient points that refer, if you will, and make reference to that call and to their walk in that call that God gave them, and see how you and I can learn together with them. Let's take a look, if you will. The first one is that the call of God to walk with him by faith. There from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 4, your outline. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And so Abraham Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And then again in chapter 15, the outline that you have before you, the verse, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. And then again, chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. Those three sightings in those three chapters represent God's giving that covenant to Abraham and to Sarah and their future generations, if you will, but also how God reminded and reiterated that covenant, both in chapter 15 and chapter 17. Yes, to remind Abraham and Sarah of what God was doing and what God will do and would do through them, but also to encourage them, because you know, I'm sure you realize too, when you walk with the Lord, sometimes you stumble. Sometimes you get weak. Sometimes you get weary in well-doing. And sometimes you begin to wonder because maybe you don't hear the Lord as you've heard it before, as strong as you've heard it before. And maybe sometimes in your walk with the Lord, you begin to drift away from Him. Abraham and Sarah, they had those experiences too. Walking with the Lord begins with His call. And so that's why Abraham was being reminded of that great covenant call that God gave to him. And you and I are reminded also in our walk with Him. One of the ways that He reminds us is through examples like Abraham and Sarah in God's Word. Another way that He reminds us is through the witness of the Holy Spirit, where He bears witness with our spirit. We're a child of God by covenant, by the very blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, purchased by that blood, sealed by His Holy Spirit, participants in the new covenant. And God reminds us, our Heavenly Father reminds us, to strengthen us in our walk and to encourage us. And so that's exactly what He was doing in Abraham and Sarah's life as we look through these verses. First of all, as we see, it begins with a call. And notice, if you will, it was a call to leave the old life and begin a new life. And that's exactly what God's call through the gospel of Jesus Christ is today. It's to leave the old life and to begin the new life in Jesus Christ. As Paul calls it, the newness of life. Therefore, if any man or woman or boy or girl be in Christ, they are a new creation. Behold, all things have become new. Yeah. Leave the old life and begin the new. They left family, they left friends, they left culture, they left their comfort zone. All of that. Because God called them. And they walked by faith and stepped out on a whole new direction with a whole new destiny. But you know something else? They also left their idolatry. Joshua reminds us in the book of Joshua that Abraham and Sarah and that whole culture was so steeped in idolatry. Well, they had many gods, many false gods. And Abraham and Sarah, they worshipped those false gods. They were idolaters. But when God called them, He changed and transformed their hearts, their minds, their walk. No longer would they walk with the false gods, but now a living walk with the living God. Yes, they left the old life and began the new life. They walked with God in that new life every day. A new reality for Abram and Sarai. A new trust. Not trusting the idols that could not hear, could not see, could not speak, could not help. But a trust in the living God who does see, who does hear, who does help. And walks beside them, and walks beside you and I. Worshipping the Lord and calling upon Him. We see that repeated in Abraham and Sarah's life. They worship. Take a look at the verses that we have in your outline before you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord. Not to Moloch, not to some other false god, but to the living God. And he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then again in Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. And from there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. It all begins with a call, as it did with Abraham and Sarah, as it does with you and I. You see, the call of the gospel is ever so true. Whosoever will may come. It's more than just an invitation. It's a direct call of God to come to Him through faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose triumphantly from the grave. Yes, He calls men and women and boys and girls today. Just as much and just as real and just as sure as He called Abraham and Sarah. Do you remember when God called you? Do you remember that day, that moment, that you said, "Yes, Lord, I'm trusting in You, I'm believing in You, I'm leaving the old and beginning with the new"? Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving, from Colossians chapter 2. So Paul is encouraging, because that's what the gospel does. It's a call of God to sinners that they would be saved and forgiven and have a gift of eternal life, but also have a new life that begins with a call and continues with a walk. Walking with God family. Aren't you glad? I sure am. Next, the challenges. That walk is not a walk in the park, is it? And you found that out real soon, didn't you? When you began your walk with the Lord, you began to see many challenges to your faith. Many challenges in life in general to your trust in the Lord as opposed to your trust in other things and other people, even trusting in your own self. Yes, there are challenges to that walk of faith with God. And it was true for Abram and Sarai. Take a look, if you will. Some of the challenges they faced. They faced a famine right off the bat. From Genesis 12:10, verse right on through 20. And they went down into Egypt because there was a famine in the land. And they didn't learn in that beginning of their walk to trust in the Lord for His supply. And they thought that it really depended upon them and their choices and their decisions. And so they were challenged. They were challenged by their faith and their walk with God. Do they believe that God will supply their needs? They were also challenged with fear. They doubted or they didn't really understand God's safety and security, so they... Abraham pulled the line. Down into Egypt. Oh, this is my sister. No. Sarai was his wife. We're down in with Abimelech. This is my sister. No. Sarah's your wife. You see, Abraham and Sarah were afraid. That's a challenge to our walk with God. God reproved him and Sarah. Family, that's a challenge too. You've begun your walk with the Lord, you begin to see, oh wow, I've really got some really challenges here with my family. Maybe some of your loved ones don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and they say, hey, don't be a fanatic. It's okay that you say you have faith in Jesus, but please do not be a fanatic. I don't want to even have a son or a daughter that's a fanatic. Maybe you have problems with your family. Abraham and Sarah, they left their family, but Lot went with them. And all sorts of problems developed out of that as well. But they're challenges to a faith walk with the Lord. Facing the enemy. Facing the enemy. When Lot was captured and about to be sold into slavery, and Abraham went in there with 318 men and rescued Lot. That was a challenge. Only 318 men plus one, Abraham, against five kings in their armies. Did he do it? Yes. God gave him the victory. And he thanked God for that with Melchizedek. There in chapter 14. They were challenged with a frustration and delay. Abraham was 75. And God said He would give him an offspring. Well, Sarai was barren for many, many years up to that point. Sarah and Abraham, even at that point, were thought to be too old to have children. But God said, I'm going to bless you with an offspring. Year after year after year. 25 years later, they had that promised child. But they had to wait. There was delay.
and they were frustrated. That's a challenge for all of us, to wait. To wait on the Lord.
I want it now! Or better yet, I wish I had it yesterday!
Now wait. That's a challenge in our walk with the Lord. To wait on His time and His way. And He's always on time, isn't He? But we have to learn that. That's why walking with the Lord is a process. As was true for Abraham and Sarah, is true for us. They were frustrated with the delay. And so out of that frustration with the delay, that they thought God was not on time, it should be right now today. And sometimes we act with God ourselves. So they said, well, we're going to help God out. And Sarah said, I have a handmaid, Hagar. And in that culture, apparently, handmaids can also be one to provide offspring for that household, for the name of that family. And you know the story. Hagar, she gave birth to Ishmael, fathered by Abraham. But that wasn't God's way. That wasn't God's promised child. That brought problems. You see, when we step out in our walk with the Lord and say, I've got a plan, maybe I can help God out with this, that should raise a red flag. For all of us. It was a challenge to the faith walk of Abraham and Sarah. Frustrated with the delay, then begin to formulate your own plan. Have you ever done that? I've done it. Yes, even pastors can do that too. I'm walking with my Savior just like you are too. And I'm learning. I'm still in that process. Take a look at how God has promised His supply, His victory, His providence in our lives. There in Matthew chapter 6, for the Gentiles seek after these things. He was talking about food, raiment. All these things that your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's a promise. That's part of the covenant that you and I have in Christ Jesus with God as our Heavenly Father. That's part of the new covenant. And God says He will supply. We don't have to go down into Egypt like Abraham did during that famine. God will supply. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Just God will supply. You see, Abraham and Sarah had to learn that. Sometimes they step out. They step off the path. Like you and I. But God doesn't give up on us. Aren't you glad? When you step off that path and you're walking with the Lord, you're drifting away, and He brings you back like He did with Abraham, like He did with Sarah. He doesn't give up on us. Faithful is He who has called you and will do it, Paul says.
So thanks be to God who gives us the victory for our Lord Jesus Christ. Then again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us He spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's something you and I learn every day, don't we? And we rejoice in and rest in. The covenant with God is received by faith. Genesis 12, 15, 17. Those three chapters, God is reminding how faithful He is. Yes, in Abraham's mind and heart, and Sarah's heart and mind, there was a delay, but there was a reason that God said, now, when Abraham was 99, God said, Sarah's going to have that child now. Oh, we laughed. You're kidding. Here I am, 99. And me and Sarah, we're beyond, well beyond the year of bearing children. No. When Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah was 90. She had that promised child. Because God promised by covenant. When He called them to walk with them, He wanted them to trust in Him. His timing His way for His glory. The covenant with God is received by faith, and he believed the Lord, and he counted unto him his righteousness. And again, in your outline before you, Genesis 17, verses 1 through 5, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you, and may multiply you greatly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. Father of a multitude means, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. Covenant, again restated. Just to remind him, yes. But also to remind Abraham that God didn't forget. God never forgets his promises to us. To remind him that God is faithful. And in his way and in his time, he'll fulfill those promises. For God is faithful. Faithful is he who has called you. And he will do that. Abraham and Sarah have to learn that. And you and I do too. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. The beginning of the new covenant that God made with you when he called you to his Son Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior personally. Not just to know about him. Many grow up in the church and they know about Jesus. They know about Christmas. They know about Easter. They know about Palm Sunday. They know about all these precious truths. And they've never come to the point of knowing God and knowing Jesus. You see, knowing him begins with a call that you know that God has called you to know his Son, Jesus Christ, personally. Where you are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. And then walk begins. Walking with God daily. Yes, there will be challenges to that faith. There may be even interruptions in that walk. But God is faithful. And he will not let you go. He never let Abraham and Sarah go. He fulfilled what he had promised. The same God of Abraham and Sarah says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Child of promise, Isaac, Genesis chapter 21 and 22. Indeed, the proof positive, the child was given. The child was born. He even gave the child a name. Abraham and Sarah didn't have to argue over that. Well, I think you should be named after my father. No, I think you should be, no, nothing like that. God says you're going to name him Isaac because you both laughed. You thought it was impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Yes. Think of that. Abraham, 100 years old. Sarah, 90. Giving birth to Isaac, the child of promise. Think of that. Maybe you think that Sarah was there with a stroller and a walker at the same time. I don't think so. I think she was rejoicing. In fact, I know she was because that laughter of doubt turned into a laughter of faith and she said, rejoice with me! She called her friends. Rejoice with me. I have the child that God has promised. I have a son. I have a son. In my old age, God is faithful and always will be. Amen. And he is faithful in all of our days, in all of our steps, and throughout our walk. One of the reasons I think Paul refers to as steps of faith. Because if we take that walk, we do that walk one step at a time.
Where are you?
Are you walking with him?
It's a process. You may stumble, but know that God is faithful.
And even when Abraham stumbled, he was not perfect, nor are we. But God brought him back by reaffirming that covenant. Abraham, and then he gives those five I wills. I will, I will, I will, I will do this in you and through you and for my glory. Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. Child of promise, Genesis 17. And God said to Abraham, for Sarai, your wife, she shall not call her. You shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become a nation. And then she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And God said, no, no, he's not the child of promise. No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with you as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him. Then again in Genesis 18, please take a look there. Then he said, where is Sarah your wife? And he said, Sarah is in the tent. And the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent door behind him. Continue on, so Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? That's a rhetorical question. God was showing Abraham, he showed Sarah, he showed you and I there's nothing impossible for him to do. In accordance with his will, for his glory, and for goodness and grace in our lives. The appointed time I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. Now the promises were to Abraham and to his offspring. Does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. You see what God was doing? He was taking two ordinary people, taking them out of that culture, out of that comfort, out of that idolatry, from their family and friends, saying, walk before me. I will be with you, I will protect you, I will bless you, and I will bless your offspring. God had planned all along, right from before the beginning of time, to use them to bring forth his son, Jesus Christ. Just like he promised Eve, and the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. That's Jesus. My Jesus. Is that what Jesus is? And that promised seed through Abraham. You see, Abraham is part of Jesus' genealogy. And that's what Paul is saying there in Galatians. And then he goes on to say, in the fullness of time, God brought forth his son. Born under the law to redeem those under the law. That's you and I. You see, let me tell you something. When God was talking to Abraham and Sarah, when he was guiding and providing for them, when they stumbled, yes, he picked them up. He didn't forsake them. He didn't say, well, I'm going to try another couple here now. No, he didn't do that. But he faithfully fulfilled his promises. You know, in that work of grace and promise, he had you in mind. He really did. In fact, even for the foundations of time and foundations of creation, when Jesus Christ
the second person in the Trinity, God the Son, was determined to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You were in God's mind. When you were called by God through the gospel, come, come to Jesus. All you who are weary and labor, come. Whosoever will may come. Come, believe in me and walk with me. Follow me and receive forgiveness and eternal life. Come, come to Jesus. And you came and you began your walk. You need to be assured by God's own word that you were in his mind in that covenant that he made with Abraham and Sarah. Well, that's not faith. Don't get locked up into that false argument that people have. That's not faith. But that's faith and a God who's faithful. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for examples like Abraham and Sarah. A man and a woman just like us. Just ordinary people. And Lord, how you've called us in your divine grace and mercy. And you've called us to yourself. To the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you. We can remember that day. We can remember that moment when we said, yes, Lord. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Come into our lives. That we will begin this new life and this walk with you. Lord Jesus, cleanse our hearts. Give us a gift of eternal life. Bring us into a covenant relationship with you. And you did. You did by your grace. And you showered that grace upon us. But Lord, I realize also as we have our heads bowed, there may be those who are here this morning who know about you, Lord Jesus, because of Sunday school, of vacation Bible school, going to church, but do not yet know you personally as our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray right now that your Holy Spirit would bring these great truths of the gospel to bear upon their hearts and their minds and their souls, and bring them to yourself. May they hear your call. Call of grace and salvation to them today. And that like Abraham and Sarah, that they would respond and step out. And step away from the old life and enter into the new life and a walk with you beginning today. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just